But it says, we may be posel, we bring it as posel. And now Mishnah says, Ein mevin apaktum, mevin hevi, kosher, but the ever is kosher. Skrut astira. Here it's mashrim hevi, talked as posel. It says the reason why is a posel, mevnei shusraf, it's something like the sap, it's not the real good oil. Some Rabbi Yisrael Akasha is Nastiro. Ho Rabbi Chi, ho Rabbi Shimon, ba Rabbi. It's a machlekes, enechnami. You hold now that pay it, vav, and aleph, hold it now. The what's a machlekes, Rabbi Chi, and Rabbi Shimon, ba Rabbi. To Rabbi Chi, Zorik lay, for Rabbi Shimon, ba Rabbi, matzobay. When they brought this type of oil to Rabbi Chi, he threw it away, so they said it's no good. When they brought it to Rabbi Shimon, ba Rabbi, matzobay. He used it. Whereas it is usable. They hold this oil could be used. For Shemnech, what's the simon over here? Ashirim Makamtin, that the richer they are, the more like stingier. He would not throw it away, he went to use it. In other words, of Shimon bar Rebbe, he was rich, and he taka used to use it, he was matzvah bay. So if our Mishnah, who goes like a Shimon that holds, yes, it could be used this type of an oil. Therefore, the b'dievet, if they bring it, it's kosher for the menachas. Now we dash in the seventh apostle, in the Megillah, Shisha chadosha m'shemen amor, that 6 months, with the oil of Amor, the Shemen Hamor. Now, my Shemen Hamor, what is the Shemen Hamor? So, Rafuna bar Chiyuama Sitchosa. That's what it is. It's Sitchosa. That's where they call this type of oil. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Avarama, Shemen Zayas. No, it's olive oil. But Shlehevishlish, the olives were not a third gripe yet. It's not a third grown yet. You make olive oil from that. That's this type of Shemen Hamor. Tanya Nam Yechlam to let this also, you do I know. And Faknun, what is this? There's a Shemin Zayah Shlehevi Shlish. There's a Shemin Zayah, there was not a third grown yet. Loma Sachana, so what do you use it for? What do you use to rub himself with it? Shemeshayir as a Shah Sayir would take off the hair off the skin. Umadan as a Boston would smooth out, soften the skin. Used to be to remove the hair and to soften the skin. That's what they use this Shemin Zayah Shlehevi Shlish. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein mevia min agagarin shenoshu b'mayim." You cannot use olives that were soaking in water. Turn around, go like this: Shemen zayis, you have olive oil, kovush that was soaking, pickled, sholok that was cooked, shuri that was soaking in water, v'shel shemorim, v'shel reyach ra. It has sediments inside, it has bad smell. Lo yavi, now to bring this type of oil for the menachas. If you may be posel, if you do bring it, though it's posel, like it says in our Mishnah. Boy, Rabbi has a shah like this. Hegdishon, if you makdish this type of shemen for the menachis, mahu shiuk olav mishum balmum. Again, the shah that we had before would be over lav to be makdish like a balmum. Once, whereas yes, kivun the posel, since this type of shemen is posel for the mincha, ke balmum dam, it looks like a balmum. Or do maybe no, ein balmum, ela ba behema, you can only have a balmum by a behema, take it. Therefore, we have this reshayla. Now the Mishnah says, Shloisha Zaysim, there are 3 different type of olives, Uvehen Shloisha Shloisha Shmonim, and each type of olive gives off 3 different types of oil. Hazdaya Sarishim, what's the best type of olive? What's the best? That's Megarger Burosha Zayas. That's the olives that get right on the top of the tree. The ones that are all over the top, the sun hits on it a lot, they become ripe first. That's called Migagre Beresh Azayis. The Kaitesh, the Neisein Lefech Asal. For Kaitesh, you like take these olives and you crush them in the Machteshes, and then when you press them down in the Machteshes, and you put them then into a basket. And the olive, the oil, drips out of it by itself. The Kli that's underneath the Sal. And as first you press it down a little bit, and then you put it into a basket. And the olive like comes out by the oil drips out by itself. So the kids, so first you just pound down a little bit on them, and you put them into this basket, and then the olive, the oil drips out of it. That's called the kaitesh, you pound it down. The noise in the teich hasal. Rabbi Yehuda says, Savivois hasal. You put it, no, around. You put these pounded down olives around the sides of the basket, in order that the oil should drip down on the sides of the basket, or come out clearer this way. Now, Zerishon. This is called the best soup, that's the best type of oil. Then the Toyin Bakura, then they put the big beam on top of it after they pound it down, and some oil came out of it. Now they put a big curry, a big beam on top of the olives. Beauty says, Bravonim, those used to put stones, not just on the beam, but they used to put stones on them. Zesheni, that's a second type of best oil that comes out from the olives. Then after these two things are pounding and putting down the stones or the beams, then Chaza v'tochen, v'toyin, and then they would grind up the olives in a grinder. Zel shlishi, that's the third type of shema that comes out from the zesim. Now, harishon, the first type of oil that comes out, the menorah. That used to use, that's called shemen zayich zoch. That was used for the menorah. V'yashar, the menachas. The other two were kosher for the menachas. This is the first type of the zayis. Again, the top of the tree, the zayis will become ripe on the top of the tree. Hazayis hasheni, what's the second type of the olive? That's megageroi beroi shagag. You take off the olives on top of the roof, which really is in the middle of the tree. These are not the top ones on the tree, but in the middle of the tree. And they get ripe after the ones on top. So the same thing, these types of olives now, the kaitis first, you pound them down, the nursing, you put it inside a basket, and the olives, the oil would drip out. Again, Rabbi Yudah says, you put these olives on the side of the basket. Zerishin, this is the first class of oil that comes out. Then Toin Bakar, then they put a beam over these olives. Rabbi Yudah says, Bravo, I know you to put stones. Zesheni, that's the second type of oil that comes out. Then Choza V'tochan V'toyin, then they would grind it up. Zeshlishi, that's the third type of oil that comes out. Now again, Harishin, the first type of oil is Lemnera, is kosher for the Menera. V'yashar Lemnachas, the second two types, is kosher for Menachas. Hazayis Hashlishi, the third type of an olive, when it's finished on the tree, that's the lower type of the tree, the bottom type of the olives. So, Oitinoi V'toy Chabayis Atshayuka. But they will collect these olives and leave it inside the house of the Beis Abad in a matam, until it would like be finished full of the zaysim, until they get fully ripe. That's called oitna, they were stored away like Matoy Chabayis at Sheyuke, until they would like bust open, until they become very fat and very soft. Or Maleyu, then they bring it up. Or Menag by Beresh Agag, they let it like dry out on top of the roof. So since they were in the warehouse for storage, a lot of juice came out of it, and it smelled bad, so therefore first they take it up to the roof, let it like dry out in the sun. And then for Kurdish, then they would pound down on it again, for Nesel to Rasal, they put these pounded down olives on top of the basket. If you do, I must sweep with Rasal, they put it around the sides of the basket. Now again, this type of oil that comes out, Zerishin, that's the first class of oil that comes out. Then the second type, once again, Toin Bakaira, then they put a beam over the olives. If you don't review this, says Bavona, they put stones over the olives. Zesheni, that's the second class of oil that comes out from the olives. Chaza v'tochan v'toyin, then they would grind it up again. Zeshlishi, that's the third type of oil that comes out from these olives. And again, the same klal is Harishon, the menorah of Yashal HaMenochas. The first class is kosher for the menorah, and the second two classes are kosher for the mincha. All right, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side. Yeah, now the Gemara says, Eboilu, you have a question like this. Megagaroi Tanan, is the Geras the Mishnah Megagaroi mean to say leave over the olives on the tree until they're fully ripe? Or Megagaroi Tanan, which is also means the same thing. There's also another way of saying it. But Megagaroi is also like leave the olives until they become fully grown. Like you have a lotion of a beitza milgelis, means a completely cooked egg. So that's the Shalom. What's the Geras of the Mishnah? Gemara says Tanan, we learned like this. Toshma, come in here. The Tanya we learned. Shemen Zayis, what's called olive oil, Mizeisai from olives, Mikanam from here was learned. That Zayis, Rishon, the first best olive oil is Megalgoloi Beresha Zayis. You see, Lashon Gir says Megalgoloi. You let it stay and let it become ripe on top of the tree. Then the Koinsula Beisabah, then you bring it into the Beisabah to the olive press. The Teichna Berechayim. and you would grind it up in the mill. V'noisnoim b'salim, or it's could be just you pound down on it first. V'teich nemechem, just soften them up a little bit in the grinder, in the mill. V'noisnoim b'salim, then you put this olives now and let it just drip out the oil by itself in the baskets. So, shemen hayetzu menu zehoyi rishon. That was the best, that was the first type of oil that came out of it. Toyin b'kur, then they would put a beam on top of the olives. Shemen hayetzu menu zehoyi sheni. The olives will come out from that, oil will come out from that, it's called the second type. V'chozar uporak tochan v'toyin. Then again, they would again grind it up now, and with all of the oil that comes out now, zoi shlishi. This is called the third type of oil. So harishin l'manera. The first type of oil that comes out is kosher l'manera. The yashal l'manochas. The rest is kosher for manochas. And the chain zayi shen. The same thing will be by the second category of olives. The zayi shlishi and the third type of olives. There's not the top, the middle or the bottom. Oitim abei sabad is stored away in the olive press. Ad sheyuka, until it becomes completely soft and ripe. Omal l'rosh agag, then again they bring it to the top of the roof. V'yoy soysikim in tomorrow. And they would make it like a big tomorrow. They would do it with the same way they do it tomorrow, with dates, the same way they would do it tomorrow also. Ad sheyizoyvu meymuf, until the oil would drip out of it. Then the kinsel beis abad, then they bring them to the beis abad. For teich of rochaim, they grind it up in a rochaim in a mill. The nice thing, besal, they put it into baskets. For shemen ayetzim, and the oil that comes out of it, zohayu rishon, that's the best type of oil. Then a toyim bekor, then they put a beam over it. Shemen ayetzim, and the oil that comes out of that, zohayu shem, that's the second category of oil. Porak chazav etoch, and then they will grind it up a third time, like, and then zohayu shlish, that's the third type of oil. And again, the klal is a rishon, the menorah, the first type that comes out is kosher, but the menorah, the yashal, the menorah, the next two types of oil that comes out, that's only kosher for the menorahs. Rabbi Yudah says, they do not have to grind it up in a grinder. And the kosher of a machtez, they just pound it down in a pounder. They do not have to put beams on top of it. El above one of them, they put stones on top of it. They will not put it on top of the baskets like. El l'toich sviv v'sasal. In around the rim of the south, that's where they put these olives, and that's where the oil would drip down the best way. So when it says laguf v'kashi t'stira, koytish, when the Mishnah says koytish, choose to go like money of Yehudi. Then when it says toichasal, also the rabbanon says t'stira. So when it says haytana sovla kavosi v'chodo, opola galo v'chodo, like this last bright and echnami, and one pull tells like a Yehuda that the girsa should be koytish. You have to just pound it down. But that's what he says, Teichasal, and here it says around it, that he argues in one point. Since the kitzel was the three different types of olives that he used to use, again, from the top of the tree, the middle of the tree, and the bottom of the tree, and each set of olives, and used to pick them off the tree, used to do these three different ways of making the olive oil. The first class, the second class, and the third class. And that's the klal, that the first class is kosher for the menorah, and the second two is kosher for menachas. Now the Mishnah says, Harishoin Sheberishoin Elamala Himenu, like the top olives on the top of the tree, and the first top of olive oil that comes out of it, that's the best of the best. There's nothing better than that. Hasheni Sheberishoin. Now the second type of oil that came out from the top olives, that's called the second category in the first category of olives. And Varishin Shebersheni. And the second type of olives, the middle of the tree, the first oil that came out of it, shoven, that was equal. Hashlishi shavrishin, the third type of olive oil that came out of the first groups of olives that grew on top of the tree. Now vihasheni shavasheni, and the second group from the second type of oil, vihasheni shavashlishi, and the third type of olives that grew on the bottom of the tree, the first oil that comes out of that is also shoven, is also equally. Now hashlishi shebesheni, the third type of oil from the second type, v'hasheni shebashlishi, and the second type of the third type of olives is also shoven. Hashlishi shebashlishi, the bottom types of olives, and the third type of oil that comes out of it, and lamati v'menu, there's nothing less than that, that's the worst type of olives you could have. The worst type of olive oil that you could have. Now the Mishnah says, af ha-menoches hoyu bedin, sheyitinu shem zayach zoch. Really, in Svara, I should say, just like the menorah has to have Shem and Zayich Zav, pure oil, the first class, who are then really Menachah Shnosni in the first class? And the Torah should be like this, Ma'im ha-menoira, Shein ali-achila, Tuna Shem and Zayich Zav, Madich the menorah, it's not for eating purposes, you don't eat from it, you just burn it. Still the Torah says, you have to have Shem and Zayich Zav, pure olive oil, if so ha-menachis, Shein la-achila, the purpose of Menachah is to eat from it, is Einadin isn't the Svaro, they should have to have pure olive oil. So why don't I say this? On this Talmud, Dash Neposet says no. Zoch cost Islam more. That when they have to have pure olive, only for the Maor, for the menorah. But V'loi Zoch cost Islam Menachis. For the Menachis, they do not have to have pure olive oil. Skitzit the Gezeres HaKosov, even though Min HaSvor, I would have said to say, no, the Menachis for sure should have to have pure Shem and Zayich Zoch. But the Posek says not like that. And the husband of Farshim said the Pasuk is that for the Menorah, that's the Or HaTorah, that's doing the Ruchnias, that has to be Shem and Zayich Zav, that has to be pure, with no other Machshavis. But Shenking the Menorah, the only Lachilah, that doesn't have to be as pure as the Shem that's being lit for the Menorah.